Helping Our Bees. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Efforts to make people aware of declines in bee populations are coming to fruition. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
When the dramatic decline in commercial honeybee populations started back in the late 1990s, researchers also started reporting that there were declines in wild bees and other insects that pollinate crops, and so there began a ramped-up research effort to find the causes for the declines and also to get Americans more aware of the issue and aware of how they can help.
We are definitely trying to educate them, and I think a lot of the public agencies are working on that.
This from University of Maryland Extension entomologist Mary Kay Malinowski. She's been out here on the mall in Washington, D.C. with experts from other agencies talking with people about this whole issue, showing people like me how we can improve conditions for these pollinators. And indeed, interest on that is far above what it was in the late 1990s. People are setting up honeybee colonies in places you'd never expect.
I have a friend who works with beekeepers in New York City, where they have beehives on the buildings in downtown New York. There's beehives all over Washington, D.C. on many of the buildings down here.
Mary Kay Malinowski says it's not just honeybees that pollinate many of our food crops.
There's butterflies, there's bats, a lot of native bees. There's even certain flies that will visit flowers as well.
But you have to have flowers for bees and other pollinators to feed on to survive. And she says continued reductions in habitat in natural flowers is one reason for reductions in pollinators.
A lot of places I've noticed, especially in new developments, they tend to put plants in that don't flower. They'll use a lot of evergreens that may not produce pollen. So the idea is to try and get people to diversify their landscape and put in a mixture of things and not have such a sterile landscape.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And even if you live in an apartment, you can still put pots out with flowering plants to encourage pollinators in your area. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.